The word capricious well describes the French soprano Catherine Nicole L'Amour. Her rise to fame in Paris was a rapid one. She started in the opera chorus in 1719, and 2 years later she was singing the solos of Lully's operas. After continued successes, though, she suddenly left the opera in 1725 without giving notice. A year later she returned, but now there was another star who had risen in her absence, Marie Pélissier. The two sopranos became rivals, as did their followers in the audience. According to Voltaire, L'Amour had a rapturous psychological emotion in her voice, a contrast to the supreme technical art of Pélissier. L'Amour had a string of successful roles, including the title role of Montclair's Jephthah, an opera which caused a stir as it was based on a biblical subject and it was initially banned. But between 1727 and 1730, she again disappeared. Her successes continued, but the volatile nature was clearly a nightmare for the opera organizers. She was back on stage in 1735 and expected to sing a revival of Jephthah, and she had to be threatened with imprisonment if she didn't sing it. So she got onto the stage, where she deliberately sang badly. The audience booed and the evening was ruined. She refused to continue and was escorted in her full costume to prison, where she was detained overnight. The next day she was back on stage and took up her role in a better mood. L'Amour made her final retirement in 1744, leaving on a high note, having taken over the role of Euphysée in Dardanus from her arch-rival Pélissier herself. L'Amour lived to the ripe age of 81, marrying a baron when she was 58. To end, here is the dance, air and rondo from Act 3 of Rameau's Dardanus, the last opera which L'Amour had starred in. This performance is by the English Baroque soloists under John Elliott Gardner. Thank you. was the Aaron Rondo from Act 3 of Rameau's Dardanus, played by the English Baroque soloists under John Elliott Gardiner. To listen to this bonbon as a podcast, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.